Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Newstalk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Unless you're calling from outside the area, then we're at 1-800-521-1989. And if you're having a problem hearing us this morning because you're driving down the road, go to 1670 because we are being simulcast on 10,000 huge watts. And speaking of huge wattage, here's Frosty.
What's that supposed to mean there?
Well, huge wattage. You know, you're bright and, you're emitting.
Full of electricity. That's a compliment.
Full of electricity. Yeah, take it as
take
a compliment.
It.
Just take it as a compliment. Say thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Go through your weekend with your bright, beautiful stealth.
There you go. Huge wattage. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had said mediocre wattage.
I'd never heard that before, so yeah. Thanks.
Well, there's probably a lot of things that you have never heard that have come out of my mouth. And speaking of my ally and partner in crime and soulmate, Linda.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to share with our listeners, and maybe some of you were there yesterday, I had the great privilege of judging the Senior Idols competition. And, you know, people go, oh, you're kidding. No. Forget about that. Put that behind there. Oh, you're kidding. No. 55 and plus. And I just had, I couldn't stop smiling. My cheeks hurt. There were some really good singers. And I was there with Cheetah, Jim Pope, Dawn Burton, who's going to be hosting it. And the show will be at the Cascade Theater on May 23rd. You don't want to miss the show because it's going to be something interesting. All North State residents, Senior Idol. And this is a benefit for those elderly people. Or seniors, because I'm 50, so I just feel like I'm 30, really. But for those people who can't afford their electricity bill, it's a way to be able to have a fund for REU. So the whole thing is a win-win, and I totally dug it.
Well, yeah, it helps seniors that are having a problem with electricity, the cost of electricity, because as we all know, it's going up and it's not going to stop going up. But it helps them pay their bills, so they're not without electricity.
And one more thing, I want to do a quick remind of the Spring Funk Fling and Spaghetti Feed, Brian Burke's Bumblefinger and Dan Frost's Dirty at 5:30. That's tonight at 7 p.m. at Lulu's. There's a $5 suggestion donation. One of our great musicians here in the Reading area is in need, and so this is an event for him. They'll also be raffling off a Fender American Stratocaster in a white case, and that is donated by Harried Music and valued at $1,275. So get on out to Lulu's and support.
Where can you buy those tickets at?
Can buy them at the event, but they're also at Harried Music.
Okay, great. Hey, look, we have to take a break here, and we come back. We've got people already on the line. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, Newstalk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. In today's economy, you may be wanting to sell your gold. This is the place to go to give you the highest prices in town. He will rework that old jewelry so it looks new. Their hours are 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday, or by appointment if you want to do it on Saturday and Sunday. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Les, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
Hi,
I'm
Les.
Having a great day. Hi, Linda.
How are you?
This is a good day.
Okay, we're going to talk about Lady of Justice.
The Lady Justice fundraiser. We're going to put her back together. This is the one that used to be on the courthouse in downtown Reading.
All right, so tell us.
Tell us what's going on.
Paint us a picture.
Okay, here's Lady Justice. She's been locked up in the old county jail, and that's the one that's on the north side of the courthouse between the new parking structure and the courthouse. We were going through there, and she's been decimated by vandals. She's locked up in there for security, and we decided, Tom Bosenko and I are hosting this fundraiser on May 13th, to get her out of jail, literally, restore her, put her back together, and the public will be able to enjoy her where she should be.
And where are you going to put her after she's been refurbished?
Well, temporarily, she'll be at the Eaton House when it gets finished in their new garden they're designing right on the north side of Judge Eaton's property between their museums and his house.
Okay.
And then the courthouse would like to have her when the new courthouse is built in the county. They'd like to have her either in the lobby or in some yet undesigned place, but they've got their bid in to have her back.
I like that.
Okay, so what's the fundraiser going to be?
It's going to be Wednesday, May 13th, and this is the cool thing. We're actually, it's a theme fundraiser. When you come, anywhere between 5:30 and 7:30, we're going to book you in groups. You're going to be D.A. Benito will throw the book at you, take you before Judge Kent Dagg, who is known for his local humor, and he is going to pronounce you guilty and throw you in jail. So you'll have your entrance into the old jailhouse. The Crystal Creek Boys are going to be cooking the food. All kinds of fun stuff inside, lots of memorabilia from Dennis Boatner, who has a great collection, Dottie Smith, our local historian. And then Lou White and the Jailbirds are playing music.
We know him.
This is a whole
Lou
fun
White
night.
And the Jailbirds. This is Lou White has got more can play more music than any man I have ever heard in my life.
He's a cool guy, isn't he?
Oh yep. Yeah, we really like Lou a lot.
Can definitely cook up.
So you're going to be be brought in. The DA is going to bring you in front of the judge who finds you automatically guilty. So
it's
just kind of like
Reading
right. Justice. What's going on here?
well, this is you got to play along with the theme, and there's a chance if you'd like to actually get into one of those old jail cells, you'll have the opportunity. Tom Basenko is going to be there as an old fashioned sheriff, and I'm going to be there as his prisoner in black and white jail stripes. So. Mm-hmm. I'll be there along with everybody to harass you, and we'll actually crank the jail cells shut if you'd like to enjoy that experience.
I've been there before.
And then you can go through the old day room where the prisoners actually enjoyed, I use that quote-unquote, their time in jail.
Okay. All right, so this is going to be May 13th, and where do they get tickets at?
The best place to buy tickets would be online at ShastaCountyHistory.com. So ShastaCountyHistory.com,
all right.
And you can purchase them right online, or I'll give you a couple phone numbers if that's okay.
That's going.
Dottie Smith, who's our local historian, she could be reached at 547-7092, and the Barron's Eaton folks are also selling tickets, and they can be reached at 241-3454.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. And we'll talk about this again. We'll have you back on again, before this happens.
I appreciate that so much. Thanks for your time, guys.
All right,
Les. We're here to support the community. You know that.
You always do. That's what we appreciate about you.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Sounds like a great night.
Kevin.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Paul and Linda. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to remind everybody, and thanks to Mother Nature for watering our course out at the Shasta Dam for Sunday's ride. It's going to be a off-road motorcycle event, but it includes all four-wheelers. And we want everybody to come out and kind of join in for the first real official ride behind the dam after the motion fire.
Well, I tell you what, Kevin, whatever you do, and Linda is going to beg you to do this, is never ask us to race.
No. This is, remember, Carl, Linda, not a race. This is just a fun poker run.
Oh, okay.
You can go as slow as you like.
Well, that's what we thought in the last race we were in, too.
No. Carl doesn't know the word.
No.
Somehow it did not go into his brain.
What we're going to do, it's really a cool thing, because for $25, and part of that fund goes to Travis Hagler Scholarship, and Travis Hagler was a writer that died. He was a young man that had a promising career in actually motorcycle racing, and he didn't make it. And we've established a fund for him, and part of our proceeds will go to the scholarship fund for Travis Hagler. But it gets you a hand, and then for $10 more, you can buy as many poker hands as you like. And all along the course, you're going to stop, and we'll have some real interesting ways of playing poker throughout the course. So it's not all just riding and beating yourself up and getting tired and crashing. It really isn't. None of that is what we're doing. We're riding it as a scenic
fun run
tour. Yeah, scenic tour. And believe it or not, because of the fire, there's just an incredible amount of vistas that you can stop and enjoy the lake, enjoy looking back toward Redding, enjoy looking north toward Mount Shasta.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, how do people get tickets now, or do they
show up at 8 o'clock. And let me give a big shout to Bureau of Reclamation, to the U.S. Forest Service, to the Bureau of Land Management. All these people we have to get permits in order to drive across the dam. It'll be the one day you can drive across the dam and enter the vehicle park without having to register and go through a litany of whether you're a terrorist or not.
Yeah.
everybody can go across the dam on Sunday. So you show up at 8 o'clock. You bring you ride what you brung. You know, it doesn't matter what you're riding out there, but it does have to be sound, legal, and spark arrestor approved.
So can I bring our race truck?
You could bring it down and let everybody look at it, but you're not going to make it around the course.
Okay, got it. Okay, hey, Kevin, thank you so much. And we urge people to go out there. Sounds like a great time.
It's we couldn't ask for better weather, Carl and Linda, because of the rain. We're going to have it's going to be no dust. So, you know, that's one of the always a concern, and there won't be a lot of dust. It'll be great.
All right, Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thanks
a lot. Guys, have fun.
All right. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. Kim knows how to make anything you want there. Finest Tobacco Emporium west of the Mississippi. Joe and Shelley, you know, they support our community and everything that's going on, especially with the veterans. Anything that they can do to help, go down and visit them.
If anybody's sitting in your car or standing in line in front of Trader Joe's, give us a call. 221-1402. We want to hear how deep the line is.
Yeah, how
doesn't it open at 9?
It opens at 9. That's what I thought. Okay.
Today's the big day.
All right. So, don't have anybody on the line here, so it's my turn to be open line here. Looks like Supreme Court Justice Stauffer is going to retire. Now, Stauffer's brought on by a Republican thinking that he was going to be a little more moderate. But as it turns out, Stauffer seems to have voted mainly with the liberal side of the bench. But that's okay because, you know, there's checks and balances. Again, we go back to the checks and balances. So America gets to see how our new president wants to shape the court, just as Bush did. It should be interesting. And I have a feeling they probably won't be quite as conservative as Roberts. And you've got people like Ginsburg, who you might say is really liberal. So it would be interesting to see what Obama wants to do. Because, you know, in this next 4 years, if Ginsburg has cancer, he's probably going to have a shot at least two. I was a little surprised about Stauffer. He's only 69 and looked kind of healthy. But everything I've ever read about the man says is that, you know, he just, one, he hates D.C. He calls it an intellectual wasteland. Which, you know, how can you argue with a Supreme Court justice on that one? Miss California from the USA, you know, she's, you know, back in the news again. How would you like to be, Linda? How'd you like to be the one who won Miss USA?
Who?
I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Who is that? It's because Miss California's hit it. But she's back in the news again. And, you know, she's getting castigated. I saw it on a news program, somebody saying she is so out of touch with America. Well, you know, not really, because she believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman. And, gosh, see, who else thinks that? Oh, President Obama. Oh, who else? Vice President Biden. Oh, and see, who else? Majority of Californians. So to say she's out of step means is that the president and the vice president is out of step also. You know, which leads us to the next point. Anybody see that our Congress voted on hate crime legislation? That Congress passed a bill to make a crime against almost anyone now is a hate crime. If somebody is attacked because of sex, race, religion, sexual identity, sexual orientation, transgendership, everything was passed in our Congress, or, you know, House of Representatives passed to say that's a hate crime. In fact, it appears that the only person, if you attack them, that it's not a hate crime is a white heterosexual male. So what does that mean? Does that mean that I don't get special protection? Does it mean the law is not going to protect me as much as the next guy if he's a gay Asian illegal? I'm not sure. But I think, you know, if you're talking about, you know, Frosty's over there giggling. But you fall into this too there, Frosty, except you could say, which one of these do you fall in?
American.
Okay. Well, that's the other thing. You know what? If you commit a crime against somebody, you should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Yes, already we have made, you know, there, you know, Lady Justice, we just talked about having Lady Justice refurbished. Well, maybe Lady Justice, we need to take a look at her. She's blindfolded. Justice should be fair for all. On the other hand, as some people pointed out, there are certain crimes. It's not just a crime against an individual, but it's also a crime against society. If you pick out somebody to beat up because of their race, is it not only a crime against that person, but is it also a crime against our society? And maybe that they should, that should be added on. Okay, so you beat up this person because he was black, Asian, brown, white, whatever. You should be punished for that, but also because what you did was a crime against our society, we need to add another 3 or 4 years onto that just to make sure you understand it. Well, I think the people doing the beating ain't going to understand it anyway. But we're going to talk some more about this when we come back on the other side, among other things. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Let us know how you feel. News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. We have somebody from Trader Joe's. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, well, hey, what's up with you?
Not much. Just driving by and saw tons of people out here.
Oh, really? Are you stopping?
Maybe.
Is there a lot of people out there?
They got a DJ out here. They got food cooking. They got tons of people out here giving out balloons and stuff.
Cool. Well, like, okay, guesstimate how many that you saw.
At least 50 people.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a really big deal. Are you a lover of Trader Joe's?
I never had it up here, so I've been there in the Bay Area. It's uh-huh. pretty cool.
How old are you?
I'm not sure.
Do you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 35.
Okay, cool. So, you know, I guess in certain areas like in L.A. and San Francisco, Sacramento, you kind of grow up with Trader Joe's around. So I think it's going to be a wonderful addition to our great community of Reading.
I agree.
But
we sure appreciate you calling, Mark.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys are awesome. I was listening to you in the morning, so.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, Mark, thanks for being our eyes and ears today.
You know, I love this show. I mean, you ask for something and people call in. Okay, before we get off this hate crime legislation and everything, you know, I know you're out there, you're all thinking, why should anybody be special? Why should there be anybody that's treated more, you know, treated more fairly? I mean, I could say is that if you look at just pure numbers that I as a white heterosexual male who rides a Harley and voted Republican at several times in my life, that in this state, I am a minority. I mean, a real minority. Yet, if somebody punches me in the bar, they're not going to attack on any time just because of that. You know, they're not going to do it because I'm a former Marine. They're going to punch you because you're a Marine. I mean, that's not covered.
If you were in Oakland, maybe.
Well, only at the University of California, Berkeley. Then you're a criminal in their eyes already. But that's Oakland, San Francisco. Who, you know? Wait a minute. Let me say this about that. Two.
Okay.
That's what I think about them.
All right.
Okay, now, the other thing, too, is about the homeless guy. Alcorn was beaten and killed, and in fact, today they're talking about there's going to be a parade of bikes starting around 10 o'clock. These three, I don't know, I hate to call them teenagers. These three mutants who allegedly did this, a statement one of them made was, it felt good. When they hit this guy 15 times. Now, again, it's alleged. But if it's true, what's going on? And then, as Frosty just read, we just had another homeless guy get beat up by three different young men. Now, under this new hate crime legislation, guess what? It's not a hate crime to beat somebody up because of economic stability reasons. I mean, it's by race, sex, sexual orientation, transgender, you know, religion, whatever. But they can't, you know, but if they beat you up because you're homeless, that's not an extra 2 or 3 years. But to me, that's where that law breaks down, in the sense is anybody that gets beat up, if or a crime like this, it's a crime of hate, any way you look at it.
you do the crime, you do the time. And unfortunately, it seems like the time should be for life. When you take a life, it should be life. And then unfortunately, because of whatever they do or deals that they strike, they're out in 6 years. And I think that there's something wrong with our system because of that.
Well, you know what? When you
when
you take a life, that person, that entity, will never have anything else. It will never accomplish anything from that day on. That entity, that person, everything about them ceases. You'll never know what they could have been, only that you ended it. And that's a, huge thing that, these, you know, these little asses probably don't even realize.
Well,
but maybe, hopefully, they will. When they get in there with the big boys, who'll show them just really what bad is.
Okay, the only consoling factor I have within my being is that we humans here on Earth can proclaim whatever we want to proclaim, but their karma and what happens them to them in the afterlife is that's God's doing, in my opinion. I mean, this is something that, you know, what can they do from this day forward? Only God knows in their heart if they do something where they try to change, and like, I did something terrible in my life. There are people who have turned their lives around and done wonderful things from a bad gesture or a bad deed.
Well, maybe they can. Maybe that wherever they are, that whenever they get out, that they will devote their whole life to helping people. And maybe in some small way they'll make up for it. But you know what? I wouldn't hold my breath.
But this is what idle time and drugs and the lack of leadership. Do we have a large force here of big brothers and big sisters where men like this, young men like this, need mentors? They need mentors.
Well, that's true.
To help guide them. Guys like Gary. Gary, thank you, by the way, for that call yesterday. Gary, I'm sure, was a highly
mentor,
regarded
right.
And a mentor to many people who have done well in Shasta County.
Tom, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, Tom, you're up.
Oh, I can hardly hear you. Say,
well, turn up your radio.
Legislation, you know. Obviously, anybody that kills somebody, they sure don't like them. And where do you put this guy, what category do you put it under when this homeless guy gets killed for, you know, absolute with hate? He doesn't fall under any of these categories, particularly.
Hey, Tom, I disagree with something you said there.
What's that?
The part is that, they killed him because they hated him. No, you know what I see with things like this? Hate really doesn't have anything to do with it. It's the fact is that they wanted to do it. There was nothing in their makeup to keep them from doing it. Somewhere along the line, something didn't click that said, you don't take somebody's life. So I don't think hate had anything to do with this one. I think that they were just a bunch of three punks, cowardly punks.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, what are you going to describe when something is done out of hate? Just because the person happens to be under one of those protected classes?
Yeah.
Are they going to say then it's hate? I think you just opened up a can of worms, and they ought to prosecute everybody to the fullest extent of the law, no matter what the reason why they, whoever was killed. But this is one issue where they can't. This guy isn't a protected class. Now, if he'd have been a black man or a gay or something, oh, boy, they'd try to make it a hate crime. You know, I just don't see the purpose in it.
Well, you know, that's.
I think we start getting on a slope here where suddenly, like you say, I think the class we're in is getting to be a real minority here.
Well, you know, one of the things people talk about, and one of the things that that Herger mentioned was that this could have a chilling effect on freedom of speech, like in a church who says something like who believes gay marriage is wrong and preaches against that, as many of the churches do. I don't believe that's true because of your First Amendment rights. And the fact is in talking back to people in D.C.'s office, I think that what you're going to see is that as long as you don't exhort your people on to go out and beat up gays or kill gays or people of any other different group, that you're going to be okay. I mean, you have the right to say, I don't believe something's right. I believe that there shouldn't be any illegals coming across the border. I believe, you know, marriage should be a certain way. You still got the right to say that. It's just the fact, as long as you don't, you know, urge people to go out there and commit acts of violence, that's when you start getting in trouble.
Well, the only thing I see is, you know, whenever you have a law, you know, it's always some lawyer will come along and there'll be a lawsuit. And look what's happened up in Canada. You know, I actually talked to
Hey, Tom, we got to take a quick break here. We're on a hard break. But when we come back, I do want to talk about that, because there have been instances in Europe where freedom of speech has been ended because of this. But this is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Wow, I love your new place. It's
Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Guess what? New Image Studios have a very big special going on for it. Love Your Mom Portrait Special. You know, it's coming up May 10th. Before you know it, today is, by the way, Happy May Day. You can find out about the special on their blog, www.newimagestudio.net. And if you get over there and get it done now, they'll have it ready for Mother's Day.
You know, what a great, you know, we were just talking about it during the break. That's a great present. You know, go down and get your photo taken with your mom. And it's something she's going to have for a long time, and you will too. Okay. Randy, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Linda.
Hey.
I have a question in this hate crimes legislation. Is the definition of physical bodily harm include hurting somebody's feelings? And if it does, that's thought crimes.
Well, you know, see, there's, you know, it.
What
no,
a segue.
No,
for
it
you,
doesn't.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. But see, it's,
thank you.
It does not. That is a great segue. Because
you're
it,
welcome.
It does not say anything about, you know, say, you know, hurting somebody's feelings.
There is no provision for that.
Right. But in Europe, however,
there is.
There has been.
That's
where people's freedom of speech have been taken away because in one case, you know, preaching in a church. Now, I don't know everything about it. But there is also, I think in Canada, there were
Canada,
a couple of occasions.
Preach against homosexuality.
Well, I think there
pastors
was.
Pastors have been thrown in jail.
Right. But there was also problems if you said anything about Islamic faith in Europe.
Well, we can attack Christianity, but the only reason they get away from it is because of the lily-livered, spineless Republican-Democrat machinery that won't call a duck a duck, man.
Well, no, that's true.
They're afraid
of
these people.
It goes back into the fact of, you know what's right, you know, if you're, you know, but we don't, there's very few of them anymore that want to, you know, stand tall and shoot straight here. You know, I mean, they just don't do it.
Well, I guess that guns and ammo run right at January was probably a pretty good thing then, huh?
Well, I guess Montana just, I think Frosty was telling me, Montana just passed a law that said, hey, it's our state, we're sovereign, it's a sovereign state. If you want to buy a weapon here, you don't need a check, as long as it stays in the state.
Sounds good. All right, you guys, keep up the good
Thank
work.
You.
Thanks, Rand.
I guess, personally, I'm sure it's, for some people might not, I won't be popular for this. I just feel like I don't have a problem with people being gay. What they do, if it's your choice, what you do behind in your life, in your home, is your business. I've been in show business and around several people that are good friends and in my life that are contributing citizens. They've done wonderful. They've written beautiful plays. They've created beautiful things. They pay taxes. They are American citizens. What I have a problem with is somebody keep bashing that a marriage has to be between a guy and a guy, and that they're going to come into the schools and change the books to teach children. You know, I understand tolerance. And I actually don't even have a problem with adoption. I think every child should be loved. But to think that like Miss California, that she just says, I think marriage should be in the Constitution as a woman and a man. What is wrong with that? Just always keep yourself tolerant, because people have different things that they like to do.
Well, she didn't say it should be in the Constitution. What she said was is that this is the way she felt, and that
her religious beliefs.
This is what she believed. And for her to be, again, we go back to the beginning, is for her to be attacked and castigated for having the, for saying exactly the same thing that President Obama and Vice President Biden and the vast majority of the people in the United States have said so far. You know, and maybe that'll change in 10 years. I don't know. But as soon as you start going after people because they have the right to say something and they have said it, and we have that right under our Constitution, then there's something wrong there, that you can be attacked and castigated. But, you know, we saw that in the last, you know, last election. It's not getting any better. You know, this hatred that we seem to feel, that people seem to feel, that if I don't if I disagree with you, it's not enough to disagree. Frosty and I disagree on a number of subjects.
Okay.
Not as many as before, because Frosty has seen the light. But, but the big thing is that we respect each other. And we respect each other's viewpoints.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I need to destroy him because he doesn't understand it.
Why can't
we go back? That's the same thing with this thing about what was going on with, let's go back and put everybody in the Bush administration on trial for war crimes. Yeah. Well, we got to take a break here. It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Bruce, short time.
Hello there, Carl. Quick deal, just your input on the waterboard torture scenario that Obama says is torture for the people over there that are trying to do big harm to us. If they open that door up, what do you think is going to happen on just the orders that he gave to kill three Somalians that had one of our guys in danger, and did they give him a chance to surrender, and all the other doors that you open up in that scenario? Your deal on the air here, because I got to go. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Hey, you know, here's what I think real quick is this, once you start taking things off the table and in the threat of persecuting people, prosecuting people later on for choices made during combat and during times of heightened stress, can, not will, but can inhibit people from doing things. Okay, this is a show, this could be a whole show. So now the three pirates that were killed, Obama did not give that order. It was the commander on the scene gave that order. And this is a big thing. A captain of his ship at sea, when he saw that there was potential life-threatening danger to the hostage, in this case the ship captain from the cargo ship, he's the one that went weapons free. It wasn't Obama. Obama and his people, from what I understand, were still trying to negotiate at that point. But as soon as they saw that the captain was in danger, they went weapons free. Three SEALs took these guys out. And I tell you what, the story behind that is extraordinary. And I'd love to be able to talk about it at some point, and we will, about just how hard it is to shoot from a moving ship. But these guys could do it. So, can it have an impact on how we do our business? Are we going back to pre-9/11 rules? You know, maybe we should. The thing is that before 9/11, we weren't waterboarding anybody, and there's 3,000 people killed, not counting what happened with the USS Cole and all these other places that we were attacked throughout the last 27 years. You know, does anybody want to wake up and smell the coffee and understand is that there was no waterboarding going on before 9/11? We were getting people killed everywhere. And guess what? After 9/11, after bringing in these techniques, we didn't have anybody killed in the United States. Now, you may not agree with it. You may not, you know, you may not enjoy it. You may sit back in your nice, warm, comfortable little armchairs and say, oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. You ever had anybody in harm's way? What if somebody was coming after your family? Just how far would you go? How far would you go to save their lives? Yeah, it's easy to sit back there and second guess people who've got the gun out there, whose lives are in danger, who are trying to save us. So, what do you think? We about run out of time here. It's a Friday. We don't want to finish on this one, wild one, but I'm going to give this over to Linda, because we are going to talk about torture. Now, next week, we're going to talk about the propositions. But just in your mind, how far would you go to save your family? How far would you go to save this country? Would you waterboard? Or would you just say, I'm not going to give you big screen TV this week. You're not going to see the soccer matches. Now tell me everything you know. Yeah, well, I don't mean to sound so somber right here on a Friday. I mean, it is a Friday.
Well, it's something for all of us to think of as we go about our merry way this weekend and we get involved in our events that we love to do and we get into our yard and smell the flowers, or perhaps it's raining, but it really is a wonderful time for us to come on the air and share your thoughts and our thoughts. And we love taking your calls. Always feel free to email us at freefireradio.com. This is your show. We love interacting with you. And we'll see you Monday.
Okay. Now, next week is our very first. Remember, we said this a couple of weeks ago that we wanted to have a guest in here sitting in the studio with us. Well, we have one. And he's going to be here with us Wednesday. And we're going to be talking health, of course, next week. But we're also going to talk the propositions. Why should we vote against 1A or for 1A? Carl Lindabat, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?